An effort to preserve more than 20 acres of rare undeveloped oceanfront land in the South Coast is heading into the home stretch.
This is amazing 21-acre property along the Carpinteria Bluffs, one of the last undeveloped stretches of coastal bluff top land in the county, much beloved by the people of Carpinteria. It is one piece of a larger picture, which is the coastal trail, which will cut through the property and connect Ventura, Rincon, the Rincon Bluffs, which is its current name, connect hikers and bikers as well, all the way through the city of Carpinteria and further west and north.
Carrie Moen is development director for the Land Trust for Santa Barbara County. In 2016, the trust spearheaded efforts to buy the land to preserve it instead of seeing it developed as a resort.
It is zoned for resort development. What happened several years ago was that the Land Trust had an urgent opportunity to option the property. We did so with the help of some lead donors. We got some cash together. We put a deposit down on the property. We went out to the public to fill out the full $7.9 million campaign that included the purchase of the land, but also an endowment to help with the improvement and maintenance.
Mullins's acting quickly was key.
We were able, because we had lots of connections in the community, to act super quickly to basically act on a property that probably would have continued to have been optioned for hotel development if we hadn't been able to sort of swoop in and, quite honestly, snatch it.
Some of the final steps in the ownership process are now underway. It's working out the paperwork to place the land in a zoning status to permanently preserve it, as well as creating language for the city of Carpinteria to take over the land's endowment. Matt Roberts is Carpinteria's Parks and Recreation Director.
It's extraordinary that the city and the Land Trust for Santa Barbara County can partner to acquire another 21 acres of bluffs, open space right over the Pacific Ocean, overlooking the National Marine Sanctuary and the Channel Islands. It's a spectacular outcome for the community.
The Land Trust, Carrie Mullen, says the plan was always to buy the land while it was available and transfer it to city ownership.
From the very early days with the Carpinteria Bluffs project, we were in conversation with the city of Carpinteria as a partner, knowing that once we acquired it, once we were able to conserve it and put a conservation easement over the property, we wanted a partner to actually manage the property day-to-day and to take on responsibility for it. But we raised extra money in the form of this endowment to basically help with those costs. So it wasn't something, it wasn't a burden, financial burden to the city or to the people of Carpinteria.
The Carpinteria Planning Commission this week ruled that the preservation plan is consistent with the city's general plan. The goal is to have the property rezoned from resort space to open space. Mullen talks about the process.
We are in conversations with the city of Carpinteria to finalize the terms of the conservation easement, and that is the legal document that basically describes the uses and the limits of use on the property, but as well we're hammering out the details of an endowment agreement, which is the financial component of the transaction. And once we are through with that, we will transfer the property to the city.
Carpinteria Parks and Recreation Director Matt Roberts talks about plans to make the open space more visitor-friendly, including things like improved trails and restrooms.
There will be amenities put in for the public consistent with a passive open space, so a dirt parking lot or a gravel parking lot, some improved trails. The long-term vision is how can we integrate it into the open space network in the Carpinteria area, which runs from the Carpinteria Salt Marsh Park all the way to Rincon County Park.
Land Trust officials say they're hoping to have all the pieces in place by this fall so the Carpinteria City Council can take a final vote on the plan and officially buy the scenic property. Lance Sirwosko, KCLU News.